Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the BSU men's hockey team. Coach, by the time Owen scored last night, it was just a little bit too late. What did you need to do for a better or quicker start last night?
Score a goal. I mean, that's the bottom line, is score first. I mean, I had chances, and it's just the way it is. You got to score, and you got to score first.
Well, I know you mentioned that, but earlier in the season, you guys were scoring first a lot. Since Christmas, it hasn't happened nearly as often. How much of your early success was playing with a lead, and how much of your recent record is chasing taillights?
I don't know. I mean, there's no question you want to play with a lead and getting the first goal. Obviously, it's a nice shot in the arm for you. You're playing with a lead. You're gaining some confidence. You're not playing catch-up hockey. There's no question about that. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you don't want to start down 1-0. But also, if you are, you can't really worry about it. You just got to keep chipping away.
It was nice to see Ross Armour back in your lineup last night. He had 4 shots. How's he feeling after his first game back?
I think he's doing all right. I mean, it takes a while, and that was it's a pretty intense game to get your first game back against a team that's so heavy like they are.
Coach, what is it going to take to get that first shot or first goal?
I don't know. I mean, you just got to play. You just got to play and, you know, let the chips fall where they may. I mean, it's an unpredictable game, so you just... You know, we don't have a crystal ball. We can't predict it. You just gotta play hard, and you gotta create some opportunities and hopefully convert.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Time for part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Last night the Mavericks scored a couple on the power play. Where do you guys need to be better tonight?
Well, I mean, obviously you want to win the special teams battle. I mean, they won 2-0 last night, but I thought our power play was really good last night. We didn't score, and that's going to happen. But we had good puck movement. We had good looks. We did a lot of different things. So we were happy. We were really happy after, you know, last night. We were happy that we were happy after we watched tape. So, it's just going to happen. It's going to be inconsistent at times, but again, a lot of your evaluation on your power play is definitely, again, your zone time, your possession, your looks, your shot selection, those types of things. And as far as penalty kill, yeah, we gave up a couple. And, you know, the guys know what they're doing. I mean, we've got a good penalty killing group. And so you also have to give credit where credit's due, and they've got a pretty good group over there as well.
Well, you mentioned video. What kind of things did you point out today?
Oh, not much. We just got to be a little better down low. We got to be more patient with our low game. We felt again that we were very impatient right there. And the biggest thing is you got to be patient. You got to try to get some pucks to the net. But most importantly, don't worry if you come up empty handed. And as we try to tell our guys, I mean, the biggest thing with having a good ground game is you want to try to, again, have good puck possession, create offensive zone faceoffs, get line changes for them. Gain momentum for yourselves. You spend less time in the defensive zone. There's a lot of things that you can do if your low play is good. And we just felt that our low play, again, too impatient, and we didn't sustain enough pressure. And hopefully if we do that, good things are going to happen.
Well, you get Elias Rosen back on your defensive core. It looks like you're going to start Matthias Scholl. What do those two guys bring to your defense?
Obviously, you know, Rosie, he's one of the top offensive defensemen in the league. He's got great patience. He helps our power play. He's key to our breakout. I mean, he eats up about 22, 23 minutes. And, you know, Scholes, he's a good goaltender. Gavin's a good goalie. We're going to go with Scholes today. So, I mean, you know, he's a good goalie. He's quick. He's athletic. And, you know, it's just he's had a good freshman year.
Well, the playoffs are only a couple of weeks away. First of all, do you even pay attention to the standings at this point, or just concentrate on tonight?
No, you look at the standings. Absolutely, we do. And it's in our destiny right now. So, no, we want to finish third. We're watching games. No question.
How does your team get out of the funk that you've been in? Obviously, that 6-game losing streak. You finally snap it and then lose last night. How do you get back on track?
Well, you just got to win. I mean, it's very simple. You got to win. And, you know, and we won on Saturday night against Northern. And, you know, these aren't easy games either, but you got to win.
Coach, good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Head coach Tom Ceratori joining us here in our Budweiser pregame show. Again, the Beavers trying to get the weekend split against the Mavericks after a tough loss last night. Our Budweiser pregame show continues. We'll get you our starting lineups next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.